In the evening edition, a man injured in a shooting in St. Philip. The Small Business Association joins the wider private sector body in expressing concern about the possibility of an extended lockdown. The coordinators of the Seek and Save survey deny it's a backdoor census and report good response from the public so far. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage Limited.
Luxury comes in many forms, but none surpasses that of the fully equipped, powerful, incredibly stylish, family-sized Hyundai Tucson from Courtesy Garage Limited. Whether you're a professional who is always on the go, a parent who transports your kids and their friends to and from school, or just someone who is looking for a full-sized SUV with all of the trimmings, the Hyundai Tucson is the vehicle for you. Every ride is made comfortable by the Tucson's selectable drive modes, electronic stability control, electric lumbar support, which comes standard with a 1.6 turbo engine. Also, enjoy the fully loaded technology package, including Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and Bluetooth connectivity, wireless charging, rear parking assist, and dynamic guideline camera. So, if you're ready for the unbeatable package of luxury, style, and comfort, give us a call at 431-4100 or visit www.hyundaibarbados.com for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage, legendary service, legendary performance.
A man has been injured in a shooting at a residence at Oldbury St. Philip about 10 o'clock this morning. Starcom Network News understands that four men were playing road tennis when one of them had an exchange of words with a passerby who pulled the gun and fired about four shots. The victim ran towards a nearby house but was struck in the upper arm by one of the bullets. The 36-year-old man was taken to the QEH by a private motor car. The Barbados Small Business Association wants a frank discussion between government and the business community about the possibility of an extension of the lockdown. Chief Executive Officer of the SBA, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder, tells Starcom Network News, government needs to be upfront with information so businesses can make the necessary plans. Speaking in light of an article in the Nation newspaper in which the Minister of Health, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, mentioned the possibility of an extension to the lockdown, Senator Holder says, an article in the newspaper is not the way to raise something with such far-reaching implications.
Business cannot really survive in an environment of uncertainty. So if it is that we are going to have an extended lockdown, don't, in my view, let us not hear it in this way, this article that appeared in the press. Let us know what is happening so that the business community in particular can plan, can adjust where required, and negotiate with creditors and so on, because that clearly has to happen, and decisions with both staff.
Senator Holder also reiterates her call for assistance for small and medium-sized businesses who are being severely affected by the lockdown.
That $40 million fund that was set up for those who were VAT registered, so that means that their annual revenues were over the $200,000 threshold, and they were able to apply and get an interest-free loan. Shouldn't we have been hearing something about that? They say that if we do have, and all, you know, the indicators seem to suggest so, that there's going to be an extension, then that fund needs to be brought back to the market, right? Maybe repackaged and repurposed so that those that are considered, you know, the wealth trust.
The shelter for the homeless in Bridgetown remains under lockdown for a second straight day as the search continues for some clients who continue to roam the streets after being exposed to a COVID case. Kima Safri, president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, who provided an update on the situation on today's edition of VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call and program, says government and agencies such as the Salvation Army have stepped in to help provide meals for their clients while the shelter's operations remain suspended.
The building is now closed. Nobody in, nobody out. People are in the building. The homeless that were in the building, from the third. The government is right now providing the 3 square meals because all of our staff went into quarantine, including our cooks. The government is now providing the 3 square meals to keep them good and there. Others that would depend on us on the street, we would have asked for all the public feedings to be canceled. So, meaning the ones that are in the square and the Jubilee Garden, because that is not a controlled environment. So Salvation Army still provides meals. There's about 2 or 3 churches that are still providing meals, but they're providing the meals from a controlled environment.
He highlighted the concern about the clients on the streets who need to be found and tested.
About 6 of the clients that we had in the building, they would have left early because they can't. A lot of people can't stand the lockdown. So just as much as we can't stand it, don't think that the homeless could stand it. So some of them left before we even knew about this case. Mm-hmm. And so they have not been tested and they are on the street themselves as well. And so obviously we are working with the authorities to make sure that those persons are found and that they are also tested. But they are among the homeless population right now.
Fire officers attached to the Bridgetown station were to be tested today after being quarantined for 5 days due to possible exposure to a COVID-19 case. The Bridgetown station, now located at Prince Road, the Pine St. Michael, remains closed. But the Minister of Home Affairs, Wilfred Abrams, tells Starcom Network News that the fire service response capacity has not been compromised.
All response areas have full capacity. The Bridgetown area is being covered by a unit from the fire service headquarters, and all vehicles and equipment have been sanitized and are now back in service. I can also confirm that the impacted officers are scheduled to have their tests done today. The medical advice was that rather than having a first and second test, that they should quarantine and be tested on the 5th day. So that is going to happen today.
The coordinators of the COVID-19 and dengue data gathering exercise, dubbed Operation Seek and Save, deny that it's a census by another name and say it has gone well so far with good cooperation from the public. Dr. Dion Greenwich, head of the Department of Management Studies at the University of the West Indies Cayfield campus, is one of the coordinators for the exercise that's being conducted by the university on behalf of the government, using about 360 of their specially trained students. He responded to the skepticism expressed by some people on social media about the intent of the survey.
It is not a census. What we're doing is basically gathering information as it relates to our COVID and dengue risk factors. Really, the confusion may lie because obviously you go to the household, you might ask the number of persons in that household. So you're taking demographics. The person may be confusing the fact that we are taking demographic data to say that it is a census. But it's not a census because obviously there are a number of other questions that one will perhaps ask in a census that we are not asking.
Dr. Greenwich disclosed that today was a rest day for the team, which has already visited more than 30,000 households.
The Barbadian public has been very cooperative. Doing you on the ground, you see that the persons are coming up, persons are willing to give information, persons are calling and saying, I think you probably missed my house. So persons want to be involved in this very, very important activity in terms of gathering data as it relates to those risk factors for COVID and dengue. So far, we're going pretty smooth. We're at 36,911 households being covered. The teams are taking a break today just to get a little recovery, and they should be back in the field tomorrow in every constituency trying to wrap up those numbers. And hopefully by next Tuesday or so, we should be somewhere around 8,000 households.
He also appealed to the local business community to support the effort by providing snacks and beverages for the survey teams. Luxury Group, Louis Vuitton, LVMH, and Barbados International superstar Rihanna have agreed to shut down her Fenty fashion label after less than 2 years in production. However, the Savage X Fenty lingerie line will continue, as well as cosmetics lines Fenty Beauty and Fenty Skin. LVMH said that Fenty's ready-to-wear clothes would be put on hold pending better conditions as the COVID-19 pandemic takes a toll on the global economy. In Jamaica, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced the national curfew will start at 8 p.m. effective today. The measure will remain in place for at least 2 weeks. The announcement comes amid Jamaica recording 6 straight days of record high positive results. Mr. Holness said the situation is serious, a cause for concern, and requires the government's response. Mr. Holness noted the effect the curfew will have on the economy there and said he was adjusting it reluctantly. And in the U.S., prosecutors in the state of Georgia have launched a criminal investigation into attempts by former President Donald Trump to overturn results from last November's election. Our top stories. A man injured in a shooting in St. Philip. The Small Business Association joins the wider private sector body in expressing concern about the possibility of an extended lockdown. The coordinators of the Seek and Save survey deny it's a backdoor census and report good response from the public so far. The Bridgetown shelter for the homeless under lockdown for a second straight day amidst concern about clients on the street who might have been exposed to a COVID case. Rihanna and Louis Vuitton agree to shut down her Fenty fashion label. An 8 p.m. COVID-19 curfew in effect in Jamaica from today. And prosecutors in the U.S. state of Georgia launch a criminal probe into U.S. President Donald Trump's attempt to steal the election. And coming up next, we should join the COVID-19 update, which provides information on the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine here. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.